Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Sean Tannenbaum again. I am a psychic medium who speaks to spirits and angels and archangels. I wanted to let everyone know that these short little readings are not normally what I do. Normally, it's a one-on-one or with the family, and it lasts about an hour to an hour and a half, and we talk to spirit, we go into your life path, and I've started seeing past lives just recently. So if you want to schedule a reading or just talk, you can email me at sean.tannenbaum@gmail.com, or you can call me at 516-400-6423. I'd love to hear from you, and even if I get to you today, if you want to talk more, give me a call or just send me an email. So I'm going to take the first caller.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
How you doing?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm doing fine. I'd love a message from anyone in spirit, my guides, whoever comes forward.
Okay, absolutely. I'm looking at this, and I just realized I spelled spirit wrong on the heading.
Oh.
It's missing an I.
I don't think anyone noticed.
All right, let's see. All right. That's weird. Do you do art? Are you like an artist?
Not really. I mean, I'm artistic, but I'm not an artist. Just mostly.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. Some dancing.
No, it's interesting. Yeah. As soon as you called in, I saw like a painting of a beach. That was the reason I was asking if you're into art or anything like that.
Oh, no, I'm not a painter.
Okay, that's fine. I've been told it could be for other people calling in. I have to try to hone in on the person I was speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Sorry, a grandmother type figure just came in and she's kind of loud.
Okay, what is she saying?
Okay. I'm trying to ask her to be more specific. The first thing she said, she walked in and she goes, "Why are you wasting this all your time on things that don't matter? You have to start focusing on yourself." Well, let me see what she means. You have to be a little more specific. Are you the type of person that spends a lot of time trying to help everyone else?
I help when I can, but I don't think I go overboard. No, I have my boundaries.
Okay. I don't know what that means. Hold on, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Let's see. All right. Sorry, they talk randomly, and she's talking about bed crumbs in the bed, and I don't know what that means. That's why I'm trying to get more information.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah. All right. Stop what? All right. I'm just going to say what I'm hearing. I don't like it, but mm-hmm. Are you seeing someone?
No.
Because according to her, I guess there's someone close to you who wants to be with you.
Oh, I mean, I'm married, and I'm happily married.
Oh. No. Okay.
Someone close.
All right, hold on. Let me take a deep mm-hmm. breath and start.
Mm-hmm.
First one's always the hardest because once you get connected, it's easier.
Sure.
Sorry for the silence.
Ugh. No problem.
No, it's okay. I don't like it personally. I get upset. All right. I have one of the archangels here. Archangel Gabriel. He's the person, he's an archangel of communication and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I guess you have a lot of information that you can give a lot of people. Do you keep notes down and like a journal and stuff like that?
I don't.
You need to because you have a lot of information. I don't know if it's like inspirational information or just life information that you could be helping mm-hmm. a lot of people. I don't know if it's advice.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that you can do that you're good at. You have a lot of good stuff to tell people.
I've been told, but I don't know. That's come up before.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Apparently, I guess you've been through a lot in your life, and there's a lot of people mm-hmm. who are going through stuff and can really use whether it be advice or inspirational information to help them through all the stuff they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on.
Can you tell me, like, when I can start doing this? Because I would love to help people, and it's just a matter of
yeah.
getting the right opportunity, you know?
Absolutely. All right, let's see. Are you working full time?
No. I'm looking for something part time.
Okay. Because this showing me you doing stuff, working and also doing this this whether it be writing or something like that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm guessing this is a father or grandfather next to me too. He's got sporadic hair, a little bit of a stomach, and he's talking about. Do you know if he left? I don't know if it's coins or like. Yeah, he's showing me that it was like a old coins that he collected.
I'm not aware.
Do you have them?
No, I have to have that. I don't. No. I have to ask my parents.
Yeah, he says your mom knows.
Okay.
This is, like I said, I can't control what they say. They start talking about whatever they want to talk about.
Sure.
All right. Okay. Next 4 months. What's the next 4 months? Sorry, I talk to them like they're here.
That's fine.
Right. Okay. Apparently, I guess by the end of the year, in the next 4 months, you're going to find a part-time job where you're going to be helping a lot, like working with people one-on-one. I don't know if that's like reception or something like that, but it's going to inspire you to do this work better.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Now, you're not in the medical field, are you?
No. Not the medical.
Yeah, it's funny. Would
they show?
No, they show you working, I don't know whether it be seniors or people. I don't know if it's in like a reception area. It's just working with people and talking to people.
Uh-huh. Interesting. I've done a lot of work with seniors in the past.
Okay. So maybe that's where you're going again. I don't know if that's what you want.
I don't know. I was thinking, well, who knows? Maybe looking for something
exactly.
Different.
And, you know,
but you never know. Wherever I get something.
Wherever it takes you, absolutely.
Yeah, right?
All right. Do you know if he's saying your, I guess it's your grandmother, her symbol is the rose. Do you ever see a rose that's her symbol that you're going in the right direction?
I haven't seen anything like that, no. Interesting.
No, but you might.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be something just as stupid. Like when my grandfather was sick, he was the first person I actually did a reading for. I didn't know what I was doing. And I said, mm-hmm. Your mom's waiting in a field of sunflowers. And he said, he started crying. I had no idea why or what I said. And he said, my whole backyard was sunflowers as a kid.
Oh, wow.
So ever since then, I'll see sunflowers. And that's like, I know I'm in the right place. Like I'll walk into a place that I was like a little nervous about going to. And I look at the wall, and there's, like, a huge picture of a sunflower.
So that's your message.
Well, now
that's your sign.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it might not stand out to you, but she's kind of leading you with roses.
Mm. Okay, that's nice.
Maybe they're married because the older gentleman says, that's not a symbol of her personality. It's just something she liked.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not her personality.
Yeah, he's being silly. He's like, no. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have a rosy personality, but that was what she enjoyed. Oh, maybe they're breadcrumbs you meant. Remember I said bed crumbs or eating in bed?
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
like, we're leaving you breadcrumbs. That's what she meant.
Oh, we're leaving you breadcrumbs. Interesting.
Yeah. That's fine.
To lead to something, like in specific? Just
yeah.
Like,
Well, to kind of lead to what you're meant to do. And it's going to be helping people, whether the part-time job inspires you to do that.
Right.
You know, that's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you, well, not during this epidemic or anything like that, but they're saying you need to go on vacation. I don't know if that was the beach that they were showing me, but they said you need to get away to kind of like reset your mind.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Interesting. Okay.
All right, I'm not giving a random information like that. During the long readings, it gets a lot more personal and in-depth and stuff, and mm-hmm. we kind of have time to figure out these little messages that they're giving me. Like, right. She's talking about she always had lollipops. I'm like, that's not important right now. All right. Well, I hope some of this information helped you. And like I always say, if you're looking for more, give me an email or a call.
Thank you so much, Sean. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. I did it right. Okay. Finally figuring out this whole system. Hi, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. My name is Tim from New York. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I can't complain at all.
Good, I'm glad. So what brings you to my show today?
Oh, yeah, sure. So I was calling to see if there was any messages, some spiritual advice, anything pertaining to me. I'm trying to change jobs or do something different. Not exactly sure what, so I've been asking Spirit for assistance, trying to constantly give a little meditation every day and ask my guides for some help along the way. I was just curious if there were any messages or tips for me in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm learning to kind of like wipe away all the energy from the other person.
Totally understand.
Hold on. All right. Okay. That's right. Random people just started walking in. Well, random to me. You probably know them.
I've leaked it.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I said I probably do.
Oh, okay. All right. The first person that came through, he kind of has like a country accent, which is, I don't know if you lived way upstate or down south at one point, or maybe a family member there.
My grandfather was from the south.
Oh, okay. All right. I was like, this doesn't really fit you, but okay. All right. Let's see. First thing I'm getting, do you do a lot of this work, like meditation and like soul searching?
I do. I don't feel like I'm great at it, you know, the whole quieting the mind thing, but I'm attempting it. It's just something I've always been trying to attempt for a while, trying to get the spirit communication going.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I tell everyone has the ability, whether it be like gut feeling or mother's intuition, it's all connected. But you have a spark. You're definitely becoming open. That's why I was saying that.
That's great to hear. All right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, two things. Have you had dreams that are really, really realistic? Like you're not even sure if they're dreams?
It's possible. I'm just not remembering them. I've been trying to set the intention. Drink a glass of water before I go to sleep and set the intention to remember them, but it has not been happening as of yet.
Okay, because apparently you are. Some people tell me to there's two things. Somebody said if you leave a glass of water before you go to bed and then wake up and drink it, that helps. There's another person that tells me if you keep like a notepad by your bed, and every time you wake up, you just go to the notepad and write what you remember. If you don't remember anything, you just keep doing it until your brain gets used to trying to remember it.
Okay. So not, don't drink the water before you go to sleep. Just leave it and drink. Wake up and drink the water in the morning and then try to – okay.
Well, it doesn't matter if you take a sip before you go to sleep. It's just, like you said, setting the intention.
Mm-hmm.
And the water is just there to kind of remind your mind what you're doing.
Okay,
I guess make it solidify. Yeah. All right. All right. All right. As far as work, they're telling me that you actually have a lot of connections with, like, people you know that can actually hire you. I don't know if that's what you want, or maybe you're trying to move away to kind of be more independent.
Well, I'm trying two things. One is a different, better job. But the only people I know are kind of what I'm doing now, or where I have to additionally study. So at the same time, I do want something more on the creative side and independent for myself.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. All right. I have to get better at trying to get to the answers and not just random thoughts that come through that they're telling me. All right. All right. Okay. Yeah, the first person that started came through was talking about a dog, and I was like, that's not relevant right now. Actually, a dog named Buddy. But are you okay with computers?
A little bit, yeah.
Because they're telling me that you're going to kind of be leading towards that. I don't know whether it be like something working on a computer creatively, whether it be like art or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I just got... All right. The ice cream man just started coming here. I hope you guys can't hear that. All right. I'm sorry. Your grandfather, he's very talkative, but he doesn't talk about what's important. All right. Yeah, he's talking about like fried green tomatoes, and I'm trying to get it more to the point here. All right. Oh, actually, hold on. They keep telling. Do you know a guy named Matt or Matthew? I don't know if you.
I think so.
I don't know if. Okay, they're telling me that. I don't know if it's someone you know or someone you're going to meet that's kind of hook you up with the right place to work at or to work with.
Okay. Matthew.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, I don't know if you know him now or if it's someone that actually has connections or if it's someone that's actually you're going to meet through someone else. But, okay. Hold on one. You actually, have you seen one of your guides yet?
I have not. I've been asking.
Okay. I'm not good with names, but there's a J in it, and she's she has blonde hair. She's wearing white. What do you mean by shapes? Are you a visual person?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Okay, hold on. She's telling me they're trying to communicate with you by pictures and stuff like that. Do you, I don't know if you realize that they're coming from them. It's usually a thought that you have no clue where it came from, like a picture in your head.
Oh, okay. I will try to look out for that too. Sometimes thoughts just pop in, ideas or things.
Right, exactly. And, you know, if you, it comes to a point where you start to realize which ones are yours and which ones are there coming through. All right. Box. That's a weird one. Never had that. I'm just going to ask it. Are you finding, like, pebbles and rocks in weird places?
I can't say that I am, no.
Okay. That's just, like, they're telling me they're trying to give you signs and trying to talk to you. But your human mind, I guess, throws it to the side as not real.
Okay. Well, I plan to be much more attentive.
Well, yeah, and just be open-minded. All right. I'm going to ask this just because it keeps coming up. I don't know if you have a dog or if you know of a family dog named, like, Buddy or Bud.
I don't have a dog. We don't have a family dog named Bud, but we did just get a dog about 3 months ago.
Okay. Is it – I don't know my dogs. Because I'm
really
seeing this dog who's, like – I'm sorry?
It's a small brown dog. It's a mix between a Havanese and a Shih Tzu called a Havachu, which is something I never heard of until we got him.
Oh. Sounds like a sneeze. All right. Well, apparently your grandfather had a dog, and I don't know if the name was Buddy. I'm not good at that. I'm not good with names and stuff like that.
Okay.
And he's, according to him, he's saying this dog is going to be trouble in the beginning, but he's going to be the best friend.
Ah, okay. Then that's good to hear, because this dog, he refuses to listen to anything.
Yeah, well, that's just the puppy in him. But, okay. Your grandfather said, I'll try to stop riling him up. Pups and animals can see spirits.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if you ever see the dog, like, just looking in a random direction or just barking out of nowhere at nothing, that's usually them.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope this helped a little bit, and like I said, if you need to find out more or if you just want to set up a reading or anything, you could call me or email me.
I will do indeed. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. You have a great day.
All right.
It blows. Hi, how are you today?
Hello. I'm wonderful.
Hi,
and
how
you?
How you doing? Good. Oh, wow. You got a nice energy about you.
Thank you. I'm in a good place. Do you, now, what did you need from me?
Nothing. I just to talk and find out exactly what you're looking for.
Well, I would love to get some messages about my career. We're going through a lot of changes at my job. I love it. If Spirit wants to give me messages, I would love to. And I would love if a particular person would come through, but I know you can't make anybody come through.
Right, exactly. All right. Hold on one second.
It's okay. Take your time.
This grandfather from the other reading won't leave. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, that's funny.
All right, let's see. He's like, we have more to talk about. I'm like, we'll talk another time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, the first person that's coming through, she's younger. I don't like when I say younger, I'm thinking like 40s or something like that. I don't know how she died, but she has dark hair.
Hmm.
She's very energetic. All right. Now, I always say you have no clue who's going to come through. This could be someone you knew in high school that passed away.
Yeah,
and you know
no
it.
Idea. But that doesn't mean anything, yeah.
Okay. All right. Can I find out who you are before I keep going?
Trying to think who that could be.
Yeah. You don't have a cousin that passed, right?
Not recently, no.
Well, no, it wouldn't be recent.
No, they're all
but
living.
Like I said. Yeah, I don't know. All right, well, I'll just give you the messages. Hold on. Okay. All right. So now I have multiple people here. I love how I get one person and I get another person telling me what that person is. I like her energy, though. All right. Well, she's an aunt or a great aunt. I don't know which one. But she's talking about your job. Basically, you're not getting paid enough for everything you do there.
You know, it's funny. I get paid. I'm happy with my salary, but you are right.
Oh,
we work like dogs. You're right. But
well, she's saying,
I'm so grateful that I have a job that I don't care. Yeah, but go. She's right.
Absolutely.
Our
no, absolutely.
Team, there's six,
but she says
there's six people. Yeah, she's right.
Yeah. Yeah, your whole team, but you they pile stuff up on you. But as long as you're happy, she's okay with it. But I don't know why I say that.
That's okay. Go on. Anything else?
No, absolutely. I have I don't know if it's father or grandfather here. He has a mustache, like graying, grayish, whitish hair. Kind of much more serious tone than the woman I have here.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if we did a full reading, I could find out exactly who these people are, but for now, I'm just going to give you the messages.
Okay.
All right. 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 He said, apparently things are changing in your job as far as, like, positions and stuff like that. All right. Have you been there longer than most of your teammates?
No, the shortest. Are you kidding me? The people I work with have been there 30 and 40 years. I haven't been even, oh, no. I'm like the puppy there. I've been there the shortest time.
I don't know. According to him, the people, your manager or boss or anything like that, sees you, I guess, as a better worker. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, take your time.
No, I have to turn the air on. If you hear it, let me know. I can turn it off.
Okay.
All right. Do you do a lot of typing at work? This is just random on the side, too.
Do I do typing? Oh, yeah. I work on a computer. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. He's telling me you should request a better keyboard. I don't know if it's not
okay.
Ergonomic or something like that.
I know what he's talking about. We're starting back in the office this week. You're absolutely right. I've been using my laptop as a keyboard. I do have it. I just didn't have enough room in my desk. I just bought a new desk that I'm putting up next week, so I'm be able to fit extra stuff like three monitors and stuff. Yes, but he's right. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I need a new keyboard.
Yeah, he says you're going to end up hurting your wrist.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. He's questioning because I don't know if you're worried about the changes at work. Because, I mean, literally, he says, don't you worry your pretty little head off. That's his words, not mine.
I have been worried. You're absolutely right. You never know what life is going to throw at you. They're making so many changes. You're right. I am worried not to worry. That's what everybody tells me. I worry about everything, but that's a good message. He means that, doesn't he?
He's smiling.
I don't know if it's my dad or I wish it was my dad. But my dad, did he have a mustache? Yes, sometimes, because he was in the hospital. He couldn't shave it. So was it gray? Yes, but he didn't have white hair, so
right.
It couldn't be either one of them. Could be either one of them. My grandfather, either one. Yeah. My dad just died
okay.
A year and a half ago. But what else? I'm sorry. I'll let you talk. I won't say anything else.
No. It's fine. Absolutely. It's funny. They each have their own personalities. Like I said, he was more like down-to-earth, matter-of-fact kind of guy. He says he always kept something in his... Yeah. Did he keep something in his, like, shirt pocket all the time? I don't know if it's a pen. And he says, because you never know when you'll need it.
Oh, that's funny. That'd be more my grandfather. Either one of them's wonderful. They were both wonderful, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah, no, he's showing me the shirt pocket. He goes, you always got to keep a pen because you never know when you're going to need it. All right.
Okay.
Aw. All right. He's getting a little emotional, and I usually don't do this over the air, but I have to tell you what he's saying. It's beautiful.
Okay. It's okay.
He goes, you have the biggest heart in the world, and you don't see it, but everyone else sees that you're an angel.
Sometimes. I do have, it's disgusting, but sometimes, yeah, you're right, but there's, you know, It depends on who it is, but you are right.
Well, I'm not saying you're an angel in every sense of the word. He's just saying that you have a big heart. And people at your job, they see that. Yeah.
Okay.
And you're good at it. You put all the effort into it. Daisy.
Oh, I do believe that, but there are a couple of trickery people in my department too. There's always that in the corporate world. You understand what
of
I mean?
Of course.
There's always one. There's
Absolutely.
Always one. I know.
Daisy. He's talking about daisies, the flower. I don't know what that means.
Oh. Daisies. I do like daisies.
Hmm.
Hmm.
All right, just make sure. I don't know why I turn my head like that. I always turn my head and look at them when I really don't need to because they're in my head. Like,
I get it, yeah.
Yeah. I remember I used to do readings and I'd ask the spirit to stand closer to the people so I'm not looking away. All right. He says your dad is there and he can talk to you, but I think that's a more personal thing he's saying. Although
it is, yeah.
Was your dad handy?
Yeah, when he wanted to be. How's that?
Okay, not with electric stuff.
No. No, he wasn't. But he was handy when he wanted to be.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't know. Apparently your dad's been playing around with your lights. I don't know if you see lights flicker or certain ones going off. Yeah.
I'll pay attention to that.
Yeah, absolutely. He's like... your grandfather reminds me of like a... Not that he has the accent, but like an old cowboy.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, your dad's been going around messing with your lights. they try to reach out to you. Absolutely. All right. Aww. He says, I hope I helped you sleep a little bit better tonight.
You did, just by that message about work, because I have been worried about it.
Yeah.
You know, at my age, it would be very hard for me to find another job. You know, the older you get, the harder it is. Just life.
Yeah.
It's the truth, though.
It
is.
Even though, people in charge, bosses and everything like that, sometimes they can be cold-hearted, but they can tell when a good soul is around and a good person.
You're probably right. And yeah, I know. I know. You're right. It is true.
Yeah. Hey, if you brighten up the day, it's good for them.
You're funny. But those were great messages. That was good. Oh.
It's my pleasure. And like I said, I tell everyone, contact me if you want more or you just want to talk. Be happy to help.
Thank you so much. Listen, you have a nice evening, okay? Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. You too.
Have a nice evening.
Bye. Bye.
Yep.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
Good. So how can we help you today?
I've had a pretty traumatic day. My son, one more time, literally just broke my heart. He's under a lot of pressure, and I'm just traumatized by him one more time, and I really didn't expect this to continue.
Okay. obviously just you're looking for some advice or information.
Anything you can pick up.
All right. Oh, God. Now, is this something you're okay with talking about on the radio, or because it's very emotional? Okay. All right, let's see. Oh, sorry. I feel it when the other side gets emotional, so it kind of affects me. First thing they're telling me is your son has a very short fuse. I have to ask, is he hurting himself?
No. I noticed that he started smoking again, and I was wondering if he was drinking. I asked him what he was drinking, and it was a tea. So I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Hurting himself how?
By what he's taking.
I don't know.
All right. According to them, it's hold on, I want to try to get a good information. This is a little hard for me too. All right. Well, the first thing they said, has he seen like a psychiatrist or social worker?
Not that I know of. A lot of resistance.
Because they're saying, I guess an anti-anxiety medication would be good for him. Okay. But they're more worried about you than him. Because
why?
He's kind of, because it hits you so hard and it's hurting you. As far as you not being able to sleep, you're stressing out, it's affecting you. Some reason. I mean, hold on 1 second. Sorry about that. I hope I'm wrong, but he's kind of deteriorating, like pushing everyone away.
Yes,
and
he is.
I don't know if he's doing something that's harmful to himself. But that's the feeling I get. But like I said, I hope I'm wrong. I do.
You mean like drugs?
I don't know. Whether it be drugs or alcohol.
I think his temper is incredibly harmful to himself.
Okay.
And I'm worried.
Yeah. Okay.
And he just, you know, tore into me.
Yeah, well, now he's doing it to everyone. He's literally pushing friends away. He's pushing you away.
To be honest with you, I really feel the situation is partly really bad because of his wife. This is a young couple with a young child, and you know, before he got married, I was helping him pack, and he said, why did I pick the same woman again? And he's got a very, very, very controlling wife that's just driving him insane, and she's like a dictator. And I understand why this is happening to him.
Okay.
But I keep praying that he'll say enough and choose his own power. But he just calls himself a jerk, a swear word. And, you know, I mean, I think he's taking on her punitive attitude that she has towards everybody. And he's taking it on and just being beaten down by her. And his father was a rageaholic, and he's been, I think, showing his anger towards me since he knew how to do it. And a few years ago, I told him no more. And I, go ahead.
Well, because he can hurt you. A lot of people won't take it, and they just go away from him. For you, it's very hard to step away from your own son.
I really, really love him.
Of course, absolutely.
Or I love what he used to be.
Yeah.
And you know, a couple of years ago, I wrote him a 20-page letter, and I just covered everything that I had never said to him. And you know, in thinking I would be help him diffuse his anger, I finally realized he's just using me and abusing me. And I thought it was, you know, kind of healed after that letter, but today it all exploded. And he gets into this huge rage, and he did it to me today. And, you know, ultimately I'm worried about him, but, you know, he basically is just shutting me out and saying, just don't talk to me about anything because you're driving me crazy. And, you know, it's complicated. It's so stressful.
Absolutely.
With them raising the child and with the way she is. And
yeah, absolutely. And all you can do right now is hold out your hand, whether he takes it or not. But I'm just worried about your son and how it's affecting his child.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But all right. I don't know if this is his father that passed. Is your husband still alive?
He is, and I'm worried that he may pass soon. And since my son never really worked out any of that stuff, that's going to be really hard on him too.
Yeah. Would your son be open for like a reading with us?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
Because
I've been following his lead. If he brings anything up, then I'm there to talk to him about it. And today he said, basically I'm sick of all your, you know, therapy stuff and do this and do that and do that. So I can't say anything to him anymore.
Of course. That's Excuse me. That's his own pride blocking him. Hold on one second. Joking. All right. Yeah. Well, he's definitely in a toxic relationship. I don't know. I don't know if this is, I'll just tell you what they're saying. All right. I don't know how you're going to, how you're going to open his eyes. Because right now she, like you said, is controlling. She's driving him absolutely insane if he doesn't do exactly what she wants. But it's affecting his job and everything.
I know. And, you know, he keeps saying, oh, God, you know, he doesn't want to betray her. But he was letting a little bit out of, I mean, it's so clear. You know, he said to me, I don't believe how you can be so sensitive and so not see what's right in front of you. And I was stunned.
He said that to you?
And of course I see it. I see the awfulness of the whole marriage. I see the awfulness of what he's doing and the awfulness of what she's doing. And, he is about to explode.
Yeah. Well, you know exactly what's going on, but you can't open his eyes until he's ready. So right now, the only thing I can say to you is protect yourself and just offer your hand. But I would love to be able to talk to him and maybe do a reading, but you said he's not into that, so.
I've wanted him to do therapy. I've wanted him to do stuff for years, even just take a little bit of tincture for his aching knees. He won't do anything.
No, I know. He's too proud, actually. Well, I'm so sorry to hear all this. But if there's anything...
Is there danger? I mean,
okay.
You know, I wanted to say you've got to get help. You need to see a therapist. You know, some simple, very direct things, but I know I can't. I'm not even sure why I know I can't.
Because he's blind to it.
He's a smart kid.
Yeah. The only thing I could tell you as far as what I'm seeing is he's going to explode, and it's actually going to show, end up affecting his relationship. But, which it might be a good thing. Because there's only a certain point that you break. And you, I guess that will, you know, reveal the truth to you. But just the only thing I'm concerned about is possible drinking.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's really got me worried. And especially, you know, he has a kid. Yeah. Well, I'm really sorry I can't help any further. I apologize. And I'm sorry you have to deal with this. But you try to take care of yourself and just be there for them. That's all you can do.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Thanks. You have a wonderful night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, how are you doing today?
Hi. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. I'm happy to.
Any messages from Spirit?
Okay. Okay. Is there a newborn in the family?
Sorry,
newborn baby.
Oh no, guess not.
Are you expecting one soon? I mean, to come?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Let me see what message I can get.
Okay.
Let's see. Hold on one.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay. If you don't mind me asking, where are you calling from? Because all of a sudden I'm seeing like cornfields.
I'm calling from Alabama.
Okay.
Mhm.
All right. Let's see. All right. I'm still trying to clear the energy. That last call was a lot.
Okay. Okay.
Are you an animal lover?
I'm not. I don't.
Well, no, I'm not saying you have animals, but like you're into nature and stuff like that. Because the first person that came through.
I am into nature.
Yeah.
I love nature.
First person that came through is Archangel Ariel, who's very big into like nature and stuff like that.
Yes.
All right. All right. All right. This is interesting. I don't know if this has is there something big to celebrate soon?
No,
they're showing me like a celebration. Like opening your doors to friends and family and rejoicing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's for, though. All right.
I don't know. No.
All right, hold on. I'm just trying to filter out what's going on.
Okay.
There are a lot of book writers here. I don't know. I'm seeing really random things, so I'm just going to tell you what they are.
Okay.
Again, they're telling me, do you write? I don't know if it's like writing or like recipes or something like that, but they're talking about a book that you should put together.
I do a lot of notating and note-taking. So I have been told that maybe something sort of like that. But I don't write books or anything, but I do a lot of writing.
Okay.
It's not like I, you
now,
know,
could
collaborating.
It be something that you put together?
Right. Yeah, I don't. It's no really organization to it. It's just,
okay.
Well, I will say this. I'll say that I do dream. I know you were asking one of the other, I don't know if it was two or three callers up, but you was asking them, do they, it was Tim. You was asking him about vivid dreams, and I journal my dreams.
Oh, okay.
So they're vivid, yeah. So, yeah, that type of writing, yes.
Okay. Now, this is the weirdest thing, and I'm just going to say it. I don't know if there's a squirrel that keeps visiting your backyard or if it's something you see in your dreams. It's the weirdest thing, but they keep showing it to me.
And what is it again?
Like a squirrel or something like that, or a chipmunk or something like that.
Oh, no. Most of my dreams are people and situations. Some are people that I, at some point maybe had some type of friendship or relationship. Yeah, it's okay. Not animals or anything like that. It's mostly people. And I have had... Now, when you mentioned the birth, the last dream I dreamed about, I birthed the baby, but I had a baby in this dream that I was protecting, like running, like people were trying to take the baby. So I just kept referencing that to new birth or new beginnings because of this baby. I've had a few baby dreams, twin babies,
okay,
single babies. So,
is there someone
yeah.
in your family that's a you know that's that could have a baby at this point?
Yeah, sure, it's a few that could have, but no one is. I mean, we've not since. Maybe 5 or 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Well, your dream is right. Someone's having a baby, baby boy. And it's they're showing me this big celebration around May, where it's going to be. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what you're seeing. You're connected. Now, I don't know what relationship you would have to that baby, but...
Well,
yeah, a little baby.
I could be a number of auntie, grandma.
That's what you're seeing.
Connections.
Yeah, well, you're definitely connected to the other side because they're pretty much showing you what I'm seeing as well. Whether you know how you interpret it, it's up to you. But Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't like spoiler alert, but they're showing deep self-patient, and I think it's a very close relation to you, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I mean, sister,
yeah.
Auntie, sister, grandma, yeah. Yeah. A number of things. Well, not sister, I'm sorry, just auntie and grandma, yeah.
So, in your dreams, now that you're writing them all down, you starting to see common things? Like, I know a lot of people in water is, like, tied to emotional things.
Well, I tell you what I am starting to realize is most of the dreams relate to relationships for me.
Okay.
And mostly the relationships that were not so good, it's almost like it's showing my dreams are making me aware of myself. And
okay.
And yeah, it's sort of strange to me. It seemed like everything just started to, like an awakening started in January. So I see all of these numbers all the time, and 111 and 5-5 and 3-3-3 and 4-4-4, 12, 10-10. I mean, all of these numbers, I see them all the time. And maybe about a week ago, I'm trying to understand what was going on in my life because it just seems as if that particular day, and I guess I did understand that I was really on my way, but it's almost as if, like every so many hours within that day, starting that morning, all the way up through the wee hours of the morning, it was like I just, these numbers, and they were telling me to keep the faith, and I'm on the right path, and,
you're being guided.
It was.
Those numbers?
Yes.
Numbers that you told me?
Yes.
111, 222, and 333 are angel numbers. And they're the ones that are trying to push you through and help you through because you're a light worker. You're an empath. You could sense other people's feelings and stuff like that.
Yes.
Or sometimes take it on yourself, which you shouldn't, but and you're starting to open up and actually see with your third eye. I guess it's your grandfather. He sits in the back in a lot of your dreams. I don't know if you notice him. He's like kind of in the background, just kind of watching over.
Could it be my father?
Be your father.
I think it's my father. I don't really know my grandfather. My father passed in 2014. So he is around a lot. He is.
Yeah.
And my grandmother. My grandmother on my mother's side.
Okay. But I guess it's your dad. You'll see him in your dreams, like kind of in the background, like he's not the focus, but he's kind of just letting you know he's there. Because soon you're going to be able to talk to them, and that's amazing.
Yes, I would like to. My grandmother says she hasn't really appeared because she doesn't want to scare me. But what she does is when I'm in, she used the light in my home, more in the kitchen. But she was such a good cooker. Every time I go in the kitchen, that light flickers. And so I'm starting to light candles for her.
to bring her in. I'm talking to her too, telling her to, like, I don't want to be scared. So, but I do want to see her. I want to talk to her, you know. Every so often I'll hear like something in my ear, like I would like wind in my ear, but that's it.
That's them. That's how it starts. That's absolutely how it starts. That usually means they're trying to talk to you. The best thing that you could do besides, you know, writing your dreams down and stuff is just once a day, whether it be meditating or whether it just be sitting in your room and just relaxing or outside and just listening to what you hear around you or what you smell or what you see. And it's kind of like takes you out of your thoughts. And that's the type of meditation you do. And
yes,
you'll start seeing like pictures or thoughts in your head that you that aren't yours, and that's usually them.
What I do meditate that, and what I did see once, I was afraid. I was afraid a little, and so I don't know if they pulled back or what, but I was meditating, and what I saw was light. I started to see glimpse of light go in and out.
Yeah.
And it was like it would spark, you know, it would be this almost like lightning in the sky. You know how it, when it light up the sky and then it gets dark again and then it'll light up the sky. That's what I started seeing. And I don't know why it scared me. I haven't seen it again. So I thought maybe they felt like, well, maybe you're not ready. And
I guess it's your grandmother. She's very funny.
yes,
she's
a
sweetheart. The way she talks, she's very. Yeah, I was just gonna say the way she talks, she's very sweet.
Yes.
I don't know. Do you know if she had the ability?
I'm not sure. She's.
But it wasn't. It wasn't looked good upon back then.
Yeah, I was. She crossed over maybe about 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I really don't know, but, you know, she plait my hair up maybe about 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But,
beautiful.
Yeah, she's been coming to you a lot. She goes, I don't want to scare you, she says. But,
yes.
You could also, if you all of a sudden get a whiff of, like, a perfume or something like that, that's her, too.
I do, yes, I do. I get these, it's false scent sometimes. And then sometimes when I'm in the kitchen, I feel like heat, like I actually feel like someone's behind me. I just, you know, so I sense that and I feel that. Also,
I'm assuming it's your grandmother. She hangs out with you a lot.
Yes, I talk to her, let her know. You know. I talked because she did. She cooked. She cooked. Southern, down south. So, she prepared the best meals, big meals. She's just beautiful, and I love her dearly. Yes.
That is so cool. Well, I'd love to hear about your progress because it's very exciting.
Yes, thank you.
No problem. And you have a wonderful night.
You do the same. Thank you again for taking my call. Many blessings to you. I love you and continue to stay safe. Thank you so much. Good night.
Thank you. Night. All right. I only have about 7 minutes left, so I'm going to take one more caller. I'll see what we can get to. But as I always said before, you can always email me at Sean, Sean.Tannenbaum@gmail.com, or call me at 516-400-6423. But let's see. I can about 6 minutes left, so I apologize to the last caller. Hi.
Hello.
How
hey,
you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I only have about 6 minutes left before they cut me off. But how
do you see any angels coming through?
All right, hold on. I can hardly hear. There's a lot of noise in the background, but
I'm okay. Cut out.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me? Oh, I guess I lost him. Well, since I only have about 5 minutes left, I can't get to another caller, and I am so sorry. I wish I could help everyone and talk to everyone I can. But I hope everyone stays well, stays safe, and I will be back next Tuesday. Please give me a call or email me if you have any questions or if you want to talk more than about than 15 minutes. My readings are usually about an hour to hour and a half. I do them over the phone or over Zoom. I could do it video chat or even in person if you're around here. So been dealing with a lot of changes recently, been seeing a lot more stuff, angels, archangels, seraphim. Been seeing, actually I saw a friend the other day and saw all of her past lives and how they're affecting her now. So it's a lot of stuff, and for someone that didn't believe in any of this stuff growing up, it's amazing every day. So, wish everyone well, and I hope you all stay safe. Thanks. Bye.